With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio and Seth Frantzman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Following Seth's reporting on the FTDC Long War Journal site right now, the IDF said on Jan 25, hours ago, fighter jets struck a series of Hezbollah military targets in the areas of Tyre and Magari in Lebanon. Among the targets struck were military compounds and sites used by Hezbollah's aerial unit. That's the bombardment that has been raining down on the north of Israel with 80,000 people, last report, evacuated, and they want their lives back. Seth, the U.S. has now been struck 3 KIA in Jordan. All of those bases, Jordan, Iraq, and Syria, Bill assures me, are equally vulnerable. The U.S. says it's going to respond. Okay, fine. Does that in any way give license to Israel to respond more heartily to these Hezbollah attacks, the fact that the U.S. is going to be striking Iran-backed militia as well?
Well, unfortunately, or I don't know if unfortunately, but probably, you know, the United States will look at what Israel's done. I mean, the problem with these Iran-backed militias is the whole system of them is that Iran creates all these militias, hollows out all these countries like Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen. It fills them with militias, and then the militias are operationalized like playing a piano. They're keyed in. Whenever Iran wants to play the key, it plays that militia, and that militia kills or attacks Israel or Americans. And sometimes they kill people. I mean, they've killed, as you said, three Americans, wounded dozens. In Israel, they've killed at least 12 soldiers and killed several civilians in the north as well. So, and Israel's response has been I guess mostly proportional in a sense that Israel carries out strikes when there are attacks. Israel has ramped that up a bit to cause Hezbollah more pain, which means, you know, maybe 200 Hezbollah members have been killed. You know, that's significant for Hezbollah, and the U.S. in Iraq and Syria, you know, has not done the same proportionality. It's like 160 or 80 attacks on U.S. forces. The U.S. generally, I think, historically only responds when people are wounded or killed. So there's been a few responses. As far as I can tell, mostly they're kind of ineffectual and they don't seem to actually eliminate or kill or harm, you know, members of these militias. And they certainly, America is very reticent, I think, to actually arm, you know, actual Iranians. I would assume then the U.S. will at some point take out, you know, some militia leaders or some higher ups maybe, and say that we've got evidence that this person was responsible. That would be the general model of what we've seen, you know, in the background. But, you know, the idea of wide ranging American airstrikes, I just don't see it. I especially considering the fact that the Iraqis are already very close, it seems like, to try and basically tell the U.S. to go home based on the fact that the U.S. is invited to be in Iraq as part of the anti-ISIS mission. Iraq, you know, officially hosts the U.S. So Iraq could call on the U.S. to leave, even though the autonomous Kurdistan region, I think, would, you know, call on the U.S. to stay. But that would be different. I think that those are issues. And, you know, it's what, 9 months before the U.S. elections?
Right.
There's a lot of things and there's a lot of things going on.
Bill, we have 2 minutes for a question.
Seth, there's talks that the U.S., there was a report in, I believe it was Foreign Policy last week, that the U.S. is preparing to withdraw from Syria. And then we saw that there aren't, as you mentioned, there's talks of the U.S. leaving Iraq as well. How would the withdrawal of U.S. forces from both Iraq and Syria, how would that be perceived by the militias in Iran? And how would this impact Israeli security as well?
It would appear to me that if the U.S. were to withdraw from either of those places, and that, or even both of them, like a set of dominoes, I mean, it would be a huge present to the Iranian regime. It's exactly what the Iranian regime wants. It's exactly what they tried to be doing the last few years. They openly say this. It's not a secret. They want the U.S. out. And it would certainly badly impact, you know, Israeli security. If the United States leaves, the Iranians openly say, we're fighting, you know, Israel and Iran. Iran is fighting Israel and the U.S. We just defeat one, then we defeat the other. I mean, it's very, very bad news in the region, and it won't stop. I mean, it's not just that they stop with the Americans or stop with Israel. Then they go after all of the rest of our partners and allies, and they're on steroids, and they're on a roll. And you can see it with the Houthis and all things in the Red Sea. We're in an unprecedented time in terms of Iranian aggression.
Right.
It's unprecedented.
Seth Frantzman from Israel, reporting for the Jerusalem Post, adjunct fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Bill Raggio, FTD, keeping the Long War Journal with Seth and his colleagues. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.